Welcome to Health Connections, a show about people, health, and policy. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. Since 2010, Tennessee has had both the highest number and highest rate of rural hospital closures in the country. There are predictions that problem may get worse. On today's program, we're talking about the factors that contribute to rural hospital closures, a recent report on the topic, and what can be done to turn things around. Joining me is Dr. Carol Myers of the University of Tennessee College of Nursing. Dr. Myers, welcome.
Brandon, thank you.
Let's begin by looking at the scope of the problem. First, how do we define rural?
Well, good question. 70 of Tennessee's 95 counties have at least 50% of their population living in a rural area. 52 of Tennessee's 95 counties are classified as entirely rural. So when we look at East Tennessee, Brandon, examples of counties classified as rural include Campbell, Claiborne, Cock County, Greene, Hancock, McMinn, Monroe, Scott, and Sevier.
This is, of course, a big deal for those affected communities and the people who live there, but this is also an issue that has statewide implications.
That's correct. A report was released last week by the Tennessee Healthcare Campaign. And this report, Brandon, is the result of a 3-year community-based research project conducted with Tennessee Healthcare Campaign in collaboration with Vanderbilt Medical Center. Tennessee Healthcare volunteers interviewed healthcare experts and held community listening sessions in 6 rural counties to specifically look at the impact of rural closures and a little bit of the dynamics that led to the closures. The findings, Brandon, are concerning. 1 in 4 rural counties in Tennessee currently have no hospital. 1 in 5 rural counties have no emergency room. And as you already said, Brandon, this is expected to get worse. According to a 2020 report last year, of Tennessee's 25 remaining essential access hospitals, 75% are at high risk for closure. A follow-up report released this year lists 24 of the 25 essential hospitals at quote-unquote immediate risk of closure.
Now, what's causing all these closures?
Brandon, is saying that you and I both use frequently, it's not one thing. There's a constellation of factors that have precipitated the crisis. Let's look at some of those. Rural populations are declining. Rural people tend to be older, sicker, poorer, and more are uninsured than their urban and suburban counterparts. Another big factor is hospital ownership. Hospital ownership has shifted from community ownership to corporate ownership. Healthcare is big business, as we know, and healthcare corporations now make profit-based decisions about where and whether to deliver healthcare. Another factor is rural hospitals are closing because the funding model is unsustainable. Rural hospitals care for a higher proportion of uninsured and underinsured individuals. Tennessee is, as we've discussed previously, one of 12 states that has not expanded Medicaid. Tennessee's failure to draw down federal funds leaves rural hospitals with high levels of uncompensated care. Care that they deliver for which they are not paid.
What effect does shuttering a hospital in a rural county have on the people who live in the county?
Well, I think one of the things that is underappreciated, Brandon, is that hospitals serve as economic powerhouses for rural communities. When a rural hospital closes, an anchor institution for that community is lost. Particularly in rural counties, hospitals are the top employers in the region. They provide substantial income and stimulus to local economies, up to 2 times over their direct effect. Economists estimate that for every hospital employee, part-time or full-time, another job is supported in the community. When a hospital closes, it becomes harder to attract and keep employers, residents, or retirees who might otherwise enjoy rural communities. The loss of healthcare jobs affects the whole community.
So obviously there's a profound economic effect. What are the health effects when a rural hospital closes?
According to a recent report from the Sycamore Institute, Tennessee communities without a hospital also have lower primary care and mental health provider capacity, and we know that these are foundational to good health. So citizens have to travel further for health care, and you have to think about the populations that we're talking about. This is more of a challenge given the economic and other challenges many rural residents face. The disadvantages just become greater.
What options do we have to reduce the rate and number of rural hospital closures?
There are several things, Brandon. I'm going to start first with Medicaid expansion. It's my opinion that Medicaid expansion is a key option. The recent American Rescue Plan Act, the most recent COVID relief legislation, provides additional incentives to the state to expand Medicaid. So according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, the state could offer 10 care coverage to an additional 226,000 uninsured non-elderly adults, while saving the state as much as $900 million over 2 years. The federal government would pay 90% of the cost of Medicaid expansion in fiscal year 2021 and beyond. So you might wonder, well, why does this matter? Well, Medicaid expansion, which is the model over most of the United States, has been shown to reduce uncompensated care costs, which is a major contributor to rural hospital closures.
Medicaid expansion has been mentioned many times since the passage of the Affordable Care Act a decade ago, but it has gained very little traction in the General Assembly in Nashville. Do you have reason to believe that's changing now?
Brandon, you know I'm an optimist, and there may be some changes afoot. We will see, but a majority of Tennesseans have long supported Medicaid expansion. We've talked about that before. The most recent statewide poll of registered voters revealed that 63% support Medicaid expansion versus the 21% who oppose it. We've always had this dynamic that Tennesseans support Medicaid, but our legislators do not. In a major shift, Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally of Oak Ridge, a long-term opponent of Medicaid expansion, recently said the new expansion incentives warrant a fresh look at the possibility of expansion. This is the first little opening we've seen in many years, so we'll see what happens.
Are there other strategies to reduce rural hospital closures?
Yes, Brandon, and I'm going to turn to the Tennessee Healthcare Campaign Report because this section is strong. They have listed other interventions, and we're looking at increasing state planning and financial investment in rural healthcare. And this has been something that Governor Lee has had an interest in. So we need to look at innovative service options for distressed counties. We need to look at prioritizing infrastructure improvements in roads, broadband, and the regional emergency call centers, and state oversight of hospital ownership, particularly looking at transfers in hospital management and verification that the managers have adequate funding. Additionally, Brandon, there's a lot of discussion about alternative ways to provide care in rural areas. One option that's gaining some traction is freestanding emergency rooms. Other options include critical care centers, regional emergency transport, and telehealth. There's a lot of activity in these areas, and I think it says to us that we need to be open to the possibility that reopening a rural hospital that has closed may not be the best option. We might need to start with a blank sheet of paper and look at the circumstances that we face in our rural communities in Tennessee.
Dr. Carol Myers of the University of Tennessee College of Nursing, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for joining me on Health Connections.
My pleasure. Thank you, Brandon.